Sean Whelan in London, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
So, how's it looking tomorrow? How do the numbers stack up? Can Boris Johnson get this deal through?
Good question, and I don't think we're going to know until tomorrow when we get those four tellers coming back into the middle of the House of Commons to announce the result of the vote. It really is that tight. It's an incredibly tight arithmetic that Prime Minister Johnson is attempting to work today. He's returned from Brussels and is joining the effort along with the party managers, more generally known as the whips, in the Conservative Party to try and get people on side. But of course, the whips in the opposition parties will also be working their people extremely hard. We've heard this phrase, medieval levels of whipping going on behind the scenes. All sounds dreadfully painful, but the stakes are, of course, enormously high here. Nobody, as we know, has a majority in the House of Commons. Not the government, not the opposition. Nobody apart from Sir Graham Brady has managed to get a majority behind anything to do with Brexit over the past year. But on Saturday, Boris Johnson will attempt to get a majority of any sort, really, behind the deal that he struck in Brussels last night.
This proposition,
if he gets that majority, they'll move to legislation.
Yeah, this proposition that it's this deal or no deal, underlined by Jean-Claude Juncker saying yesterday that he didn't see any basis for a prolongation, a further extension of Brexit. How significant, how important will that be in the minds of MPs as they go through the lobbies tomorrow? That this might be their last chance.
It might be their last chance, but there's plenty of other MPs who would say, no, actually what we need to do is vote this thing down, because then we can try and get a referendum through. So the referendum, second referendum faction is still hard at work as well. They haven't given up the notion that they might get a second referendum on Brexit through this process that's going on. So again, there's an awful lot of politicking going on in the background. I mean, Mr. Juncker, I think, was being helpful to Boris Johnson yesterday by saying no grounds for a prolongation. But of course, he's running the European Commission. They don't have any say on whether there's a prolongation or not. It's the European Council, the group of other prime ministers, who are pretty heavily invested in this deal. So I suspect would be a lot more pragmatic if it came to looking for an extension. And of course, the terms of the Benn Act do require the Prime Minister to seek an extension if he can't get a majority behind either a deal Brexit or a no deal Brexit. Because if they put this vote on Saturday and the bill or the motion to back the deal fails, then they have to table another motion saying, can we please have a no-deal Brexit? Mm-hmm. And on previous votes, a no-deal Brexit has never commanded a majority in the House of Commons. And at that point, he's then told by 11 o'clock on Saturday night, he's supposed to have written a letter to the European Council, to Mr. Tusk, saying, please, can we have another 3 months?
And just briefly, the vote will take place at what time do we expect, Sean?
It's due to go on until about 2:30, so we expect the result sometime around then. Okay. But of course, you never know. Once people start talking, and passions are high, it could go on for a while.
All right, there we leave it. Sean Whelan in London, thank you very much indeed for that. Just gone 8:30.